Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. And sadly, there was a lot of it made over the weekend. Over the weekend, between June 3rd and 5th, in other words, Friday to Sunday, there were more than 12 mass shootings. 12, more than 12. And I'm not misspeaking. It was over the weekend, 12 mass shootings. Some of the cities, Philadelphia, Chattanooga, Arizona in general, South Carolina, a high school graduation party, people came by and just pumped bullets into the crowd. Michigan, more than 12. Now, what are we going to do about it? This is the only country in the world where this is happening to this extent, the only country in the world. We have some different laws, there's no question about it. We have a Bill of Rights with the Second Amendment. But at the same time, it's not normal for people to just fire into a crowd. In Philadelphia, this was the entertainment district. This is where the clubs were, nightclubs, bars, restaurants, a lot of folks out having a good time. And if you look at the surveillance video from stores, you know, a lot of these stores have cameras and they just are constantly photographing the crowd. Suddenly you hear a sound and everybody starts running. Some people just came by and pumped lead into the crowd. South Carolina at the high school graduation party, they just went by the party and shot into the crowd. Shot into the crowd in Chattanooga, shot into the crowd in Arizona and Michigan. What can be done? Now, right now, I don't believe anything is going to be done. There is talk by some Democratic senators, like Chris Murphy of Connecticut, that he's had private conversations with Republicans who realize that something has to be done. But there are two problems with that. Number one is Moscow Mitch will filibuster anything, so it will take 10 Senate votes. We already have the Brady bills passed the House. It passed the House 2 years ago. If Moscow Mitch filibusters it, it takes 10 Republican votes. I do not think that there are 10 Republican votes to do anything, especially in an election year, to do anything. Remember that the Republicans have 50 Senate seats. We have 50 Senate seats. I mean, we, the Democrats, with Kamala Harris breaking a tie. But the 50 Senate seats that the Republicans hold represent a minority of the country. They represent something like the low 40%. How is that possible? Because every state gets two Senate seats. In other words, you take Alaska, it has one congressional seat, but two Senate seats. Why is that? Because congressional seats are allocated by population. And right now, each congressional district has about 700 or so thousand people in it. And why is that? Because there are 435 people in the House of Representatives. And as our population increases, you divide 435 into the population, and out comes the number of people that are in a congressional district. Rhode Island barely has two. Wyoming only has one congressman, member of the House of Representatives. Alaska has one. But Alaska has two senators, and so does Wyoming, and so does Rhode Island, and yet California, which has something like 55 congressional seats, has only two senators. And New York only has two senators. That is because of the deal struck at the birth of our nation, where southern states were very, very concerned about the northern mercantile states, the states that manufactured, that ship product, whereas the South produced raw materials like cotton and depended on slavery for its economy, would be overwhelmed if there was proportional representation in the Senate. They would be swamped. So they put in a check and a safeguard, and they said, we're not going to go along with the union unless you give us, everybody gets two senators. So these people that are obstructing anything having to do with mass killings represent a minority of the country. Now, the bill that Murphy of Connecticut is so proud of really doesn't scratch the problem at all, in my opinion. The Brady bill doesn't scratch the problem at all. And Moscow Mitch will filibuster even that. You know, for one thing, it would standardize background checks. Right now, you have to have a background check if you go into a normal gun store. But if you show up in a parking lot, there's a flyer in your neighborhood that goes, gun show, gun sales, you can go to a parking lot. You can go at midnight. Guy comes up, you want to buy an AR-15, here it is. No background check, that's not illegal in most areas, not illegal. You can go into a bar. Guy says, hey, do you want to buy a gun? I need some money. Yeah, how much? $100. Okay, here's a Glock. Just hand it to him. There are kits you can buy. You can get on the internet and assemble a gun yourself. There are guns with any registration or identification number shaved off. They never had them at all. The problem to me is twofold. One is assault rifles, and number two is people 18 years old able to buy them. Neither of those issues is going to be dealt with in the bill that the Democrats hope they can get through and may not even get through. The Republicans are intransigent. They want 18-year-olds to be able to buy any gun they want. And they are intransigent that people should be able to buy assault rifles with clips that can shoot 30, 60, 100 rounds. And then you have a spare clip attached to your belt. You just throw it in. You do another 30 rounds. Those are the weapons of mass assassins. Those are the weapons of mass assassins. And people who sell guns have a perverted culture. I told you the story some time ago. A guy goes into a gun store, and the guy says, okay, what kind of gun you want? The guy goes, well, do you have anything that's high power that could pierce a limousine? Gun store owner laughed. I sure do. You know, now, what kind of guy would, first of all, I would call the police if a guy said that. Secondly, what kind of gun store owner is out of his mind enough to do it? He doesn't care. There's this anti-authoritarian strain that essentially exalts in the murder of authority. I mean, that's really what's going on. I have a solution, and the solution is this. Machine guns and submachine guns were outlawed in the 1930s. Now, if you've ever seen, there's some old movies that are really neat. The FBI story. I don't know if you ever saw. Just Google, look at the FBI story with Jimmy Stewart. And it's all about the early stages of the Federal Bureau of Investigation under J. Edgar Hoover. Now, J. Edgar Hoover was a problematic character, and I don't want to get into all the bad things he did, but he did put the FBI together. And these guys go around, the bad guys had Tommy guns, and they all had these fedoras on, and they'd kick open a door and spray the room. The FBI agents had to take them down. Those guns were outlawed for civilians. Why were they outlawed for civilians? Because they were military weapons. And everybody said fine, and the NRA supported their outlawing in the 1930s. In 1994, when Bill Clinton was president, assault weapons were banned with the support of the NRA. With the support of the NRA, because assault weapons are military weapons. The solution to me is to, people say, oh, well, and Murphy said this, the Connecticut senator, oh, well, Republicans won't go along with banning assault rifles. Well, in the present climate, there can be more schools shot up, more nurseries, anything can be shot up. They can go into a hospital and shoot it up, and they have. Well, to me, the answer is military weapons should not be in the hands of civilians. And I'd approach it a little differently. Nuclear weapons cannot be possessed by civilians in the United States. Neither can chemical and biological weapons. Neither can shoulder-held missile launchers, stingers, javelins. You don't want one of these guys, like the shooter in Buffalo or Uvalde, shooting down a commercial airplane. So machine guns are outlawed. You can't have a machine gun. Actually, a little known fact is, if you go through a rigorous interview and application process and show a need, you can, but nobody who's illegitimate would come close to passing that test. Why, listen to me, why is an AR-15 and AK-47 not a machine gun, a submachine gun? Why does a guy need a clip with 30 rounds or more that's being used to mow down crowds? Why is that the case? I think that Biden should take the bull by the horns and designate them as military weapons and worry about the court cases later. Worry about the court cases later. And the age should be increased to 21. And 18, when I was 18, I had no judgment whatsoever. Believe me, none whatsoever. And you get a kid who has a grievance or he's been bullied, he's going to spray the crowd. An 18-year-old guy has no judgment. Going to a break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.